Chalachapt 4 Mishnah 10, Nitai ish tikur havir chalos mi beitar. Nitai of tikur brought up his chalos from beitar. Now beitar was not the normal beitar that we know. This was a town, city outside of Eretz Yisrael. Velo kiblu mimenu, but they didn't accept it from him. And the reason they didn't was because like truma, chalos brought from outside of Eretz Yisrael is tamei, it's the chalos is impure, so they didn't accept it when if it was brought into Eretz Yisrael. So to a similar case, Ansha Alexandria, have you chalos same Alexandria? They brought their chalos from Alexandria, and they also didn't accept it from them. It actually brings an interesting thing here, quotes a Jerusalem Talmud that says they actually had a problem because they couldn't accept it from them because it was impure. They couldn't burn it, because then people who didn't know it came from outside of Eretz Israel would assume they were burning challah. And they couldn't send it back, because then people would think that they're sending challahs from Eretz Israel out of Eretz Israel. So the only thing they could do was put it aside and wait for Pesach, when all the chometz was being burnt. And then they burnt Pesach, they burnt these challahs that were brought up. Anshe Harat Savoim, have you Bikureihim Koidim Latseris? The people of Harat Savoim brought the Bikurim, their first fruits, before Shavuot. And remember, we said you can't bring them before Shavuot. V'lo kiblu mahim, so they didn't accept them from them. Bibna Kasav Shebetorah, and again, this verse that we've quoted before, it says, V'chag HaKatzir Bikurim Asecha Asher Tizra B'Sadeh, the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labors which you sow in the field. So they learn out from this verse that until the offering, the two loaves that were brought on Shavuot, until those two loaves were brought, the first fruits couldn't be accepted. And so they didn't accept them from them.